Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 628 of Nostalgia Radio Time. On this week's program, we're going to be featuring some very early recordings by Frank Sinatra, going all the way back to 1939, his time with Harry James in the orchestra. We begin with Every Day of My Life. Featuring 85-year-old recordings by a young Frank Sinatra this week. That was Every Day of My Life with the Harry James Orchestra. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured on the program, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, check us out on Facebook and X. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K. And I've got some great fully restored and functional radios available for you. Next up, here's Frank Sinatra with Harry James, again from 1939, and Cheery Beery Bean.
When the moon hangs low in Napoli, there's a handsome gondolier. Every night he sings happily, so his lady love can hear in a manner so bravissimo. He repeats his serenade, and his heart beats so fortissimo when she raises her Venetian shade. Chirabirabim, 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 he waits for her each night beneath her balcony. Chirabirabim, he begs to hold her tight, but no, she won't agree. Chirabirabim, she throws a rose and blows a kiss from up above. Chirabirabim, 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 they're so in love.
Spotlight this week is on Frank Sinatra from 1939 with the Harry James Orchestra, and that was on Little Street in Singapore. And now we've got Frank and Harry with Here Comes the Night.
the night my cloak of blue. Here comes the night with dreams of you. Somewhere up there I'll see your face. The breeze will be your warm embrace. Here comes the night to thrill my heart. My one delight while we're apart. Now I'll keep that rendezvous. Here comes the night, holding me tight for you. Forgot so suddenly. It's funny to everyone but me.
It's the talk of the town.
They told me this would happen. Now they're laughing secretly. It's funny to everyone but me. I should shrug my shoulders and say, good riddance to a bad affair. But how can I do what my head tells me to, when my heart tells me how much I care? It's so funny, I still love you. It's the joke of the century. It's funny to everyone but me.
I got a right to sing the blues.
I still love you. It's the joke of the century. Ah, but it's funny to everyone but me.
Frank Sinatra with Harry James from 1939, and it's funny to everyone but me. Now we've got Frank's very first recording. This goes back to 1939. It's Frank with Harry James in the orchestra, From the Bottom of My Heart. ¶¶
love you. What more can I say? From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone. To call my own, I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of we're apart, how I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Must you blind me, pity me, and break the chains that bind me? Won't you release me, set me free, bring her back to me, oh melancholy moon.
Our final song with Frank Sinatra and Harry James from 1939 was Melancholy Mood. Now, sticking with the theme of 1939, we've got our Bing Sings feature for the week, and here's Bing joined by Matty Malnick's orchestra for Deep Purple.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple dream.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where you give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back 85 years to 1939, January 31st to be exact of 1939, and tuning into the Camel Caravan featuring Benny Goodman's orchestra with Johnny Mercer.
Order, please. Order in the clubhouse, please. The meeting will come to order. Harry Holcomb, will you start the proceedings?
Glad to, President Goodman. Tonight's meeting will open with the club members repeating the password. All together now.
Play up and light up the Camel.
For the benefit of any branch members who might have joined us a bit late, this is the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band. Club members from coast to coast know that Tuesday night means music by Benny Goodman, words by Johnny Mercer. Besides our weekly quota of swing experts, you'll hear from the one and only Jack Teagarden. And right now, in the opening minutes of the meeting, we'd like to say a word of appreciation to you club members, you smokers who have made this show possible. You have made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel.
Club members, This is Benny Goodman bidding you welcome to the Camel Hot Club. Our vice president in charge of proclamations, Johnny Mercer, is here to check the roll call. Let's proceed with the proceeding, Mercer.
Right, Prexy. Present, of course, we have Martha Tilton, the Goodman Trio and Quartet.
Also paying a visit to the clubhouse is that great boogie-woogie piano player, Pete Johnson.
And our fair-weather Fluff. That was what I was going to say anyway. Fluff. I'll start again. And our fair-weather friend, the Fluff Box, is here, yawning for a 50-cent piece when anyone misreads a word or makes any other mistake.
And finally, to make tonight's meeting fine and super fine, our roll call contains in capital letters the name of Jack Teagarden.
Club meeting swings along with an item as fresh as tomorrow's newspaper. President Goodman and the band warm up the hall with Hold Tight.
Weeks ago, Johnny Mercer promised to write words for Ziggy Elman's new hit, Freilach and Swing. Last week, he said the music left him wordless. But we told him if he didn't have words, by meeting time tonight, he'd be Johnny on the spot.
Say, it took me 2 months to write Goody Goody.
Well, Johnny, it's easy to see where you got the idea for Lazy Bones.
Sure, Martha, that was a portrait of me. Took me 6 months to write that one.
Go easy on him, Martha. He wrote the words of the country's number one song hit. You must have been a beautiful baby. And with Jeepers Creepers galloping right up there in second place, that makes Johnny the number one and two songwriter. Take a bow, Mr. Mercer. And now that I've been so nice to you, come on, deliver. What's the new title for Ziggy Elman's piece?
Well, I've called it And the Angels Sing. And I can't think of a better start in life for any song than being introduced by Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton to sing it. The composer, Mr. Elman, takes charge of the fireworks in the second chorus. So, Benny, will you do the honors? Or in other words, President G, a downbeat, and the angels sing.
We meet, and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. And the angels sing, or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly, my setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight. kiss. And the angel sings and leave their music ringing.
It's Master Harry Holcomb's turn to bring you our next item. For when you feel like letting up, as Harry says, just light 'em.
Right, Johnny. So let up and light up a camel often.
That music club, members, is I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And it's the new theme song of an old friend, Jack Seegarden. And who has a better right to sing the blues than Jack Seegarden? Johnny Mercer and myself, it seems like old home week to have Jack here in the clubhouse.
Aside from being blessed with a name that sounds like a fortune teller's dream, Mr. Teagarden may be described as the man the inventor was thinking of when he first conceived the slide trombone. Downbeat magazine caught on, and they've just voted it number one. Just voted.
Yeah,
that
is.
I thought that would come along.
$1.50. Now you start all over again, huh, Mr. Marsh?
Downbeat magazine caught on. They just voted him number one man on the hot trombone.
Now that the... Okay, give him a little hand. Now that the formalities and stuff are over, Mr. Jackson T., this is a good time to tell the club what you're up to.
Well, I'm up to my neck in rehearsals, Benny. The new band I've just formed sounds like a sender to me. Of course, I've got my fingers crossed when I say that.
Well, we're all rooting for you here in the club, Jack, and now we're all waiting to hear a great song as only you can sing it. Basin Street Blues.
And let me tell you a little footnote in the history of Basin Street. Back in 1930, a group of swing experts got together in a recording studio and took down Basin Street. Didn't have any words, so Jack Teagarden and Glenn Miller just whipped up a few.
Yeah, looking back, it's funny to remember the band was called the Charleston Chasers. And its guiding light and chief organizer was a young clarinet player named Benny Goodman. So it's a reunion to us, and I hope it'll be a pleasure to you to hear again our treatment of Won't You Come Along With Me Along the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. They call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where dark and light always lead to New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree, where her welcome streets welcome me and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Play it, Benny. You came with me along the Mississippi. Mississippi. You saw the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
That's first rate perambulating, Jack. And remember, you've got a date for a duet with Johnny Mercer before club meeting's over.
Yeah, that's right, Big Shorty. I'm counting on you to do some real sending, too.
Well, John, the only thing that worries me is we might send them too far.
Why, Jackson, is that possible, club members?
No!
You see, Jack, so don't go away. Right now, Benny Goodman and the band are answering the mail. So many of you club members have been asking for this one that it was a downright necessity as well as a pleasure to bring it to you. It's Smokehouse Serenade. Vice President in charge of conducting tonight's music lesson, I'm going to call on one of our demon saxophonists, Jaime Scherzer, to give us a few harmonious bars on his Strata Saxivarius. That's swell. Now I make a quick change to VP in charge of how not to do it and call for... That sounds saxophony, all right. What's the moral, Harry Holcomb?
Well, there's a lesson for everyone in our little musical demonstration. It's this, folks. Nerves can be in tune or out of tune. Now, what's the use of that? No one wants to have nerves that are off key. So take a tip from the millions of smokers who pause every now and then and give their nerves a chance to rest.
Here's the recipe for one of our weekly musical highlights. Take four masters of swing, add one part clarinet, one part vibraharp, one part drums, and one part piano. Shake well before using, and zingo! You have the Goodman Quartet playing Umbrella Man. Thank you.
There isn't a swing fan from coast to coast who doesn't remember the great double numbers that Jack Teagarden and Johnny Mercer have recorded together. Swell numbers like Fare Thee Well to Harlem, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jive, and Christmas Night in Harlem.
We can take a hint, Benny. Come on, my Texas Tyro.
I'm right here, my Sonora Savannah scintillator.
You think you can stay awake long enough to get through this?
I'm not drowsy. I'm just thinking.
Boy, that's bad. That can lead to almost anything. Club members, with a graceful bow in the direction of our friends Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser, here is our own special version of their latest hit. Recognize it, Jack?
Here we are, selling cigarettes, having a reunion, singing our duets. Two sleepy people with nothing to say,
and not smart enough to hit the hay.
Here we are, back up on the air. I've still got my trombone.
I've still got my hair.
Two sleepy people who'll never get rich.
The only place we sleep is at the Switch.
Do you remember the night we didn't show up at the hall? The maestro didn't like that at all.
Remember it? Do you remember his words the time he let us go that fall?
I thought he said you're tired.
Man, what he said was you're fired.
Well, here we are, just about the same. You're still singing tenor.
And ain't that a shame?
Two sleepy people with nothing to say.
And no exit line to get away. So here we are. And I understand that you're on your own, Jack. Hey, what about your band?
There are 12 sleepy people with no place to play and too much in debt to get away.
Oh, everybody goes through that.
Here they are, waiting to be fed. And you know what meals cost?
Especially served in bed.
12 sleepy people to feed every day.
Well, just make them eat that corn they play.
Don't you remember the night you heard us at rehearsal hall? You weren't talking that way at all.
Yes, I remember, but what I said I really can't recall.
You said we sounded slick.
I said you sounded sick. But on the square, Jack, your band is swell.
I hope the sponsor's listening.
Mention your hotel.
12 sleepy people, so drop us a line.
At 224 West 49. And he ain't kidding.
At 224 West 49.
Jack and John, that was swell.
All right, President Goodman, take it.
All right, Harry. At our first club meeting in 1939, we had a boogie-woogie session.
And, Benny, you certainly started something. The country's gone boogie-woogie conscious from coast to coast.
Well, our club members had filled the ballot box with votes for more of the real thing.
So we asked another great boogie-woogie player, Pete Johnson, to sit in with us tonight.
And that makes this week's killer for the hot clubs a super special, featuring Pete Johnson at the piano, Jack Teagarden's trombone, Benny and the whole band in Roll'em.
Thank you. And now, John.
John, it makes me wince to ask you, but how are the assets of the fluff? Oh, there. We really needed that one tonight.
Yeah,
we're doing pretty bad, yeah.
I think that freezes them at about $1.50. And what
well, that's another one.
$2.
We should save all that for the last one.
Anyway, right now we got a grand total of $7.
Well, what's grand about it?
Yeah, who said silence is golden?
Well, club members, we've had a... Oh, here's where I knew I was going.
That's all right. Next week you play Hartford.
All right, you got to put the $0.50 in. We had a bid to hold some meetings with the swing fans of Hartford, Connecticut. So we'll be broadcasting from the State Theater in Hartford next Tuesday. Hope you'll join us. Until then, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
And this is Johnny Mercer reminding you that come Tuesday night, it's mighty good to meet up with you. Next week, President Goodman begins a swing around the country, and I mean swing. We know all the town and country members will want to turn out to give Benny a great welcome at the State Theater in Hartford. Till then, so long. Next Monday night, over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. Eddie's special guest is Victor McLaughlin. So make it a Monday night date, too. Harry Holcomb speaking.
All five senses will tell you pipe smokers why Prince Albert is the national joy smoke. You can smell its fresh, fragrant aroma. You can taste its rich, ripe, no-bite goodness. You can see its special, slow-burning, cool-smoking crimp cut. You can hear Prince Albert smokers say, there's no other tobacco like it, and you'll feel mighty good about getting around 50 swell, mellow smokes out of every big red tin of Prince Albert.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Go, Joe, go!
And the old clock up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your comments and questions about the program or any song requests you'd like to make, old-time radio show requests. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And check us out on Facebook and X as well. And check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. It's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K. I've got some great fully restored and functional antique radios available for you. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.